One group of people who really need to be able to see facial expressions are those who can't hear. Katie Moore is a new faculty member with the American Sign Language and Interpreter Education Department at Eastern Kentucky University. She's been teaching ASL for 6 years, both at the high school and college levels. Katie was born hearing, and at about 3.5 years old, her parents discovered that she wasn't hearing things. So they took her for a hearing test, and it was found that she had a hearing loss. She wore hearing aids for a time and learned sign language, but over time, her hearing diminished. She's now deaf and uses American Sign Language, or ASL, to communicate. My questions for Katie are being interpreted and signed for her by her department chair, Vicki Brashear, who's also voicing Katie's responses for us. And they are Zooming while we talk. Thank you, Dr. Brashear, and thanks for joining us, Katie.
Thank you for inviting me to do this interview.
Okay, and first question, we're talking about face masks. How do they impact you as a deaf or hard of hearing person?
Well, so with those masks, it's really hard because it blocks the mouth and we can't see the mouth. And typically, most people, when they use those masks, we can't see any lip movement. Now, if I'm out and about in town, you know, with the general public, and they're using masks, I can't communicate well because traditionally I try to lip read. And if I try to communicate typically with lip reading, it does help me to understand somewhat and I can communicate. But with these face masks, I'm not able to see their lips. So I don't have a way to communicate. So I have to find pencil and paper or use my phone and text, you know, back and forth to the person. So I find alternate ways to communicate with those people.
You've mentioned that as an example of what you're dealing with, a recent trip to Dollar General. Could you tell us what happened?
Well, I went in to purchase some items, and then I was getting ready to check out, and I had cash on me. And when I looked at the register, I saw how much it was, and I got that amount of money and gave to the person, and I was waiting for them to give me my change back and my receipt, and I was looking around, and the person kept looking at me, and I was just patiently waiting, and finally, I said, is there something wrong? And apparently, the cash register display was wrong, but it was so awkward for me because she was waiting for me to give her more money, and there was no way for me to see that she was actually speaking to me because of the mask. And so it was a really awkward and embarrassing moment. And, you know, that was just a daily thing of going to a little Dollar General store. And that experience there kind of impacted me on the impact that this is all having.
Mm-hmm. What are you missing out on even when you're communicating in ASL with other deaf people?
Well, a lot. Well, you know, COVID right now just really has impacted the deaf culture and deaf people. I'll start with culture. Now, deaf individuals typically are very friendly, very, you know, touchy-feely kind of people. And, you know, when we say hello, we hug each other. And when we leave, we hug each other. We want that personal contact. That's our thing that's involved with our culture. But now, when we get close to each other, you know, you typically have to touch the elbows or whatever. You know, that's how people are doing it. But also, the way we get somebody's attention is to tap them on their shoulder. So now we can't even do that. So that's very awkward for the deaf community right now.
We've heard it suggested that clear masks might be a good thing in the classroom for young children so that they can at least see some expression. And I'm wondering about that in your case. What about these clear masks to be able to see lips move?
Honestly, Tom, with those clear masks, it depends because a lot of people have tried and tested those. And, you know, ASL teachers are actually working together trying to figure out the best solution for us with this situation. However, the price may be a little more expensive for a specific type of clear masking that you could see the lips. And could students afford those? And, you know, who's responsible to pay for that additional cost? Another issue could be Are there enough made for all the ASL students across the United States? Who knows? You know, there are a lot of schools that have ASL programs, either in the high school or at the college level. And that's going to mean that there's going to be a lot of those masks necessary. So we don't even know that they would be able to meet the numbers there. Another issue would be the glare. You know, sometimes when you go to a person that might have, you know, glasses, and you notice a glare from a light or something, and you can't really see clear. It's similar with that clear mask. So you can't really see the mouth movement due to the glare. Lastly, you know, when we breathe, the respiration comes out on the mask and kind of fogs it up. And there is another issue. You won't be able to see the lips. So right now, people are really trying to figure out the best way. And there are some options, but there's not a lot of options for masking.
Let's talk a little bit about Zoom. And for anybody who just joined us, we're talking with Katie Moore. She's a new faculty member with the American Sign Language and Interpreter Education Department at EKU. And she and the department chair, Vicki Brashear, are communicating at this moment via Zoom. And the voice that you're hearing in response to my questions is Vicki, who is interpreting Katie's signing. So let's talk about Zoom a little bit. What are some problems with using Zoom?
You know, Zoom, if you use it with a small number of people, it works okay. You know, right now you and I are speaking and it's perfect. But let's say, you know, sometimes, you know, internet connections are not good, and so therefore you would lose that. That would be one obvious issue. But if you're talking about a classroom and teaching online using Zoom, that's very different. You might have 2D versus 3D. So students are learning a visual language, and in person, they see the signing, they see all the different dimensions, the movements, how the body is moving, and so forth. So you see everything. But with the Zoom and 2D, it's almost like looking at a book. You can't really see any of the movement. And so, you know, obviously Zoom is better than a book, of course, but it's still not the complete picture of how the language is used. And also, Tom, one thing that I've noticed is, you know, if I'm teaching my class, and I have all the students portrayed up on my screen, typically whoever actually speaks, their tile opens up and is big. And if you're signing and don't actually use your voice, we have to figure out a way to make that person who is signing to come up as the bigger tile. So like I would be teaching and all the students would be able to see me and sign. But if I wanted to then a student to take over and maybe take turns with each other, somebody's going to have to monitor that session and watch who's signing and watch whose turn it is next to sign and make their picture or their tile bigger. Because if the smaller ones, it'd be really difficult to see the movement of someone using sign language. Typically, you know, turn-taking happens in ASL, and typically there are a lot of different things that we can notice during a conversation for turn-taking that show that it's, I have finished, and it's now your turn to take over the conversation. But in Zoom, we miss that dimension.
This is so interesting. Another aspect of our rapidly increasing can't live with it, can't live without it relationship with Zoom. How does social distancing that we're dealing with and Zoom, which of course is not in the same room with people, how does that challenge deaf people who are used to a certain deaf culture?
People are going to have to understand that when you're learning ASL, you're not just learning the language, you're also learning all the cultural aspects as well. So many people don't realize that everyone is included. You know, you have the deaf culture and hearing culture. And some people don't realize that in deaf culture, we do have our deaf culture. And as you teach students and they can see things in person. They see, you know, there's more of a comfort level, and that, you know, how we talked about the hugging or embracing. And it's hard for students to learn that through Zoom, and it's hard to show that. Plus, I'm a deaf instructor, and I truly enjoy being in person with the students and engaging with them and getting to know them much better, and the socialization with them. And on Zoom, it's a disconnect. You see a screen, and I feel like I'm talking to a screen, not to or with students. So it makes it that much more awkward.
The governor, since he has been holding the daily briefings on the coronavirus situation, has always had usually Virginia Moore there doing signing. And he has even taken to learning signing during the briefing. That must be a little heartening to see that going on. What do you think?
I think it's amazing. I think that's so wonderful. Now, I just did move to Kentucky, and I came from a different state. And I notice now that a lot of governors are starting to utilize the sign language interpreter in their briefings. So I can't explain how much I really appreciate that, because if I were to be watching on Facebook or any other social media, the captioning doesn't always work on those devices, and I don't have cable TV, so how am I going to access that? So it works out perfectly that I can watch the governor and watch the interpreter, and I miss no information. And I think it's awesome. I truly do. That's a big step for a governor, plus everybody who's watching him every day on TV and thought, well, the governor's learning sign language. Maybe that will impact other people to learn sign language. And so that will show that more people are really trying to want to communicate with deaf individuals. And that is so important. We do want to be able to communicate with other people. We want other people to learn our language and learn what we do. So that's why we teach it. That's why we value our culture and the language. And we want to share it with the world.
All right. Katie Moore is a faculty member with the American Sign Language and Interpreter Education Department at Eastern Kentucky University. Thanks, Katie. And again, our thanks for her assistance to Department Chair Vicki Brashear, whose voice you've been hearing. Thank you both so much.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me to join in on this interview. I really do appreciate it, Tom.